Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
After that fiasco, I finally was able to meet a friend. Her name was Kelly. We skied together for a couple days. I said, hey, you're really cool and everything, but what I'm really looking for is a man. Okay? I'm here for, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, who knows how long this is going to go on for, but I would like somebody that I can ski with and then have sex with in that order, and you're not going to cut it. I said, I will never, ever contact this person once I leave Whistler. This is a huge opportunity for somebody. She goes, I can help you. I go, great, that's perfect. She said, come to a party with me on Saturday night. So I go with her to a party in Whistler. I'm sitting on a sofa. A man walks into the party and she goes, that's the guy. That's the guy I want to set you up with. I look over and here's a guy wearing a captain's hat. No, not yes. I don't know what happens to men when they put on captain's hats, but it's embarrassing to watch. Do you know how much micro dick energy it takes to put on a captain's hat and act like you have a fleet of ships or a fleet of fucking planes? You know how embarrassing it is to be like, I'm a captain now. No, you're not. You're not a captain. I've studied this for a long time because my father used to wear a captain's hat and we would take the ferry over to Martha's Vineyard every summer from Boston and he would wear a captain's hat on the ferry and the entire ferry ride, I would be so paranoid that the real captain would come down and see that my father was in a Halloween costume. And it's only white guys that pull this kind of shit, you know? Black guys don't fucking put on captain's hats and act like assholes. Asian guys are definitely not pulling that shit, and Latino guys aren't doing it either. Well, Pitbull is, but he's a special situation. Because anyone in our society who's a real, like, a real captain, you know, heroes, they would never put on a captain's hat in the first place. Nobody would deem themselves a captain. The real heroes of our society who are nurses and teachers and flight attendants. Yeah. Heroes now, flight attendants. Can you believe the shit that they've had to put up with the last 3 years? Innocent women and gay men who just wanted to spend a few extra weekends a year in Puerto Vallarta now have to spend their shifts duct taping fat Republicans to their airplane seats. Down. They're not equipped to be fighting crime in the sky. So I see this guy right away and I'm like, boner killer. I'm like, there's no way, there's no way. And he sees me and makes a beeline, comes straight over to me. And he goes, you Chelsea Handler? I go, nope. And I look down and he's wearing flip-flops. I'm like, this is a double assault. In the middle of a winter storm in February, this guy's wearing flip-flops. I am so done with men extending their visa for flip-flops. You are allowed to wear them in one season. It's called summer, okay? Don't extend boundaries. Those are our shoes. They're for us and for gay men who get fucking pedicures. Don't flaunt your feet in our faces. We're sick of it. He goes, you have a problem with flip-flops? I go, I do. I said, and just so you know, there's a whole other group of men that love to wear flip-flops in the wintertime and also argue with women. They're called the Taliban. So think about that the next time you want to slap those puppies on your feet, okay? He goes, let me cut the tension. My name is Greg. I said, let me guess, 2 G's. He goes, how did you know? I go, because of your outfit. And then he tried again. He goes, quick, top 10 favorite bands, name them. I was like, Nickelback. And then as a last-ditch effort, he goes, I have drugs. I said, you better. And he takes out this plastic bag filled with all these capsules. And I said, what is that? He said, it's Molly. And he goes to hand me one capsule. I said, please give me the whole bag. I said, listen to me, Grej. You might be wearing the captain's hat, but I'm the captain now.
Watch Chelsea Handler Revolution, only on Netflix.